Morning Watch, Day 4. Being constituted with the truth and being absolute for the way of the truth and the propagation of the truth for the consummation of the divine economy. Week 3. Related verses. 2 Peter 2:2. And many will follow their licentiousness, because of whom the way of the truth will be reviled. 1 Peter 1:22, 13, 15 through 16. Verse 22. Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, and to unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. Verse 13. Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind, and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 15 and 16. But according to the Holy One who called you, you yourselves also be holy in all your manner of life, because it is written, "You shall be holy, because I am holy." John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Acts 9:2. And asked for letters from him to Damascus for the synagogues, so that if he found any who were of the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Ephesians 5:26-27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water and the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Related reading. In 2 Peter 2:2, the way of the truth is the path of the Christian life according to the truth, which is the reality of the contents of the New Testament. It is designated by other titles according to its various virtues, like the straight way, the way of righteousness, the way of peace, the way of salvation, the way of God, the way of the Lord, and the way. It was slandered as the way of heresy. Because of the false teachers, the way of the truth will be reviled. Since the way of the truth is the way of reality, and the way of reality is the way of God's economy, this means that the false teachers will cause the entire revelation of the New Testament to be reviled. The purification of our souls is the Spirit's sanctification of our disposition, that we may live a holy life in God's holy nature. It is deeper than the purification of our sins and the cleansing of sin. The latter is the purification of our outward doing, the former the purification of our inward being, the soul. This is like the washing in the word in Ephesians 5:26. In order to understand what it means to purify our souls by obedience to the truth, we must be clear concerning the meaning of truth in this verse. Truth here is the sanctifying truth, which is God's word of reality. Truth in this verse does not mean doctrine. Truth is the reality contained in God's word and conveyed by it. For example, John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world." This is the divine word. This word, however, should not merely be a doctrine to us, as it is with so many readers of John 3:16. To read this verse only in a doctrinal way is to have a natural understanding. If we are to have more than a natural understanding of John 3:16, we need to touch the reality contained in this short word and conveyed by it. When we read, "God so loved the world," we need to ask ourselves if we have experienced this love. We should say, "God so loved the world. Does this world include me? Does this word mean that God so loved me?" Anyone who reads John 3:16 in this way will be saved. Such a one would say, O God, how I thank you that the world includes me. For you to love the world means that you love me. This is to take John 3:16 as truth, as reality, and not merely as a doctrine. 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the church is the house of the living God. This verse contains doctrine, but to us it should not be merely a doctrine. Rather, Paul's word about the church being the house of the living God should be a truth, a reality. We need to ask, is the church in my locality the house of the living God? If we read the verse in this way, we shall contact reality, truth. The truth is the solid content, the reality, contained in the Word of God and conveyed by it to us. In 1 Peter 1:13, Peter charges us to gird up the loins of our mind and to be sober. We should not allow our mind to wander, and we should not be drunken or drugged. To gird up our mind is actually to purify our soul. Whenever our mind is wandering, our soul is impure. Dissenting thoughts cause our mind to wander. When our mind begins to wander, our soul becomes unclean. If this is our situation, we need to purify our soul. We purify our soul by girding up our mind and by setting it on one thing, not allowing it to wander.